And then item four is an application for rezoning of various properties within the West Alexander and Centennial neighborhoods in the, oh, it says Old Kildonan Ward, but that's wrong.
No, it's
I got Point Douglas.
Oh, it's Point Douglas, right. Point Douglas Ward, right. To rezone land to an RMU residential mixed-use district, a CMU commercial mixed-use district, and an M2 manufacturing general district. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will also be considered. Item number five, which is an application for the West Alexander and Centennial Plan Development Overlay, PDO-1, in the Point Douglas Ward, under file DAZ 201 of 2009.
Okay, well, in the order, we'll have the applicant speak. Anyone registered in opposition, then all those registered for information. I just want to ask a question. Mr. Alex Darby, are you here for information?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You want to mark that down?
Yeah.
Okay, we're dealing with four and five.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. McRobinson, you're the applicant.
Yes.
Back in July of 2008, City Council approved the West Alexander and Centennial Neighborhood Plan, which is a bylaw. And in the plan, there were next steps. And one of the next steps was a recommendation that approximately 175 properties within the West Alexander and Centennial Neighborhood be rezoned to better fit the future direction and vision of the neighborhood. And the second recommendation was that the city develop a plan development overlay, which essentially takes the policies that are in the plan and it puts them into a format that fits the zoning bylaw so that it's easier for both the public and for administrators to use. So that's essentially what we're dealing with. With respect to the rezonings, we sent out a letter to all the affected property owners in August of 2008. We held an open house at the Freight House Community Center in September of 2008. Approximately five property owners attended that open house, and we received about 15 responses via mail to the letter that we sent out. And then with respect to the PDO, we also sent out notification to affected property owners about that, and received the same number of responses back. That's kind of the Reader's Digest version.
Okay.
So, Michael, this was duly advertised properly.
Yes, it was in the Free Press and the Winnipeg Sun.
Okay. Anyone in opposition?
There's no registered opposition. I'll give the folks who are registered for information a chance to speak if they wish to speak. First up, we have Fred Curry.
I will be brief.
Yep. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Fred Curry. I live at 997 Dorchester Avenue. I'm a member of the resident association that's operating in the neighborhood. I think I was the person that asked at the last secondary plan stakeholders meeting when the PDO would be prepared. We were told 2 years. So either Michael has a clone or he's been working in a time warp. So pretty amazed that it came back this quick.
Be proficient, actually.
No kidding. That's why it gets paid the big bucks. Second thing is, you know, it's very difficult to explain things like this to people who aren't used to working with the concepts. And there's quite a bit of confusion among people who are interested, who are living in the affected areas. And some of them were prepared to come and object to all sorts of things that are right out of bounds because the plan is in place, the categories that have been created were created as a result of the planning process, and there's going to be a review in 5 years, so people will get a chance to express concerns then. I have a couple of concerns that certainly don't count as objections, and I've actually brought these up with Michael, so he's aware of them. The first one has to do with the exceptions, most of which seem to be clustered on the block that's between Ellen and Francis and McDermott and Notre Dame. I'm looking on page 19 of the first file. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Are you referring to the PDO, Fred, or the rezonings?
Probably the rezonings, but it could be, yeah, it's a rezoning. It says rezoning. There's a 26-page file, and this is page 19. It's the map that has the exclusions from the rezoning. Most of them are on a block that I believe is going to be the site of a government building. I think there's a proposal to build a government building.
So yes.
The concern I have will be looked after. My concern is there's if you look at the list of uses that differ between the proposal and which is what is it? This is RMU. This is M1 to RMU, and these are going to be properties that are going to remain M1 and not be RMU. There's a fairly significant difference in the use tables. Now, some of the uses that are allowed in the M1 right now that will stay there probably aren't incompatible with the plan or with the surrounding neighborhood, and so they wouldn't be a problem. Some of them might be. I mean, if you look at the things that are permissible in M1, some of them probably are incompatible, and I don't want to go down use by use and get into discussion. You guys have got other things to do. But what I suggested during my discussions with Michael was that you might want to have a clause that allows the director of planning to review proposed changes of use from what's existing. There's a bunch of stuff going on there right now that would have non-conforming rights even if you did rezone it. They will obviously have continuing rights to use whatever they're doing. But if they're going to change use, if they're going to sell the property or they're going to get a new client, a tenant in there and change the use, you might want to have the director of planning look at it to see not if it's inconsistent with the plan, with the secondary plan and with the PDO, but whether or not it will cause a hardship for surrounding properties that are in conformity with the planning, with the PDO. And the two properties I would say in particular are up on Bannatyne, just east and west of Victoria Albert School. Now, the one on the east is toward the downtown, but it's still right next door to a school, and the school building is on that side of the lot. I think it's pretty important that whatever goes on in that building be compatible with an elementary school. And on the other side, on the west side, there's a commercial use on half the block, but there's also residences there as well, and residences across the street. So it would be good if there was some review, an administrative review. I'm not talking about a public hearing or anything like that. Just an administrative review, and maybe come and discuss it with the community committee in the 4 o'clock meeting or the 5 o'clock meeting, just to make sure that everybody's comfortable with what's going on. That would offer some protection, because otherwise you defeat the purpose of the plan. Right? A lot of work gone into it. And I know the custom in the city. I haven't been doing this as long as Councilor Lazarenko, but I've been doing this a long time. The custom here is not to rezone people if they object. This is respecting that custom. But there could be problems. The second area of concern I have is the block on William between Sherbrooke and Furby on the south side. So it's the first block down from the hospital. There's a special zoning... special provisions in the secondary plan. The zoning is not being changed, and there's no PDO. So you're actually not hearing anything at this meeting about that particular block. But it's zoned residential multifamily. But the secondary plan allows for some redevelopment with some commercial uses. There is no commercial use of the kind proposed in the existing zoning. So anybody that brings forward a proposal that conforms to the plan is going to have to rezone to do it. I think it would be a big help to everybody. I mean, Michael says he doesn't think you need a PDO. I'm not going to argue with him about that. But maybe some sort of idea, a model or a scale or some sort of schematic that would allow people looking at that block to have an idea of what kind of things might go there other than just what the residential multifamily allows, because there is more generous use and more generous pattern development allowed there than the zoning bylaw indicates. So to people who are interested in coming in there and doing something, it'd be nice if they had an idea. How many people are going to read the secondary plan? They're just going to phone somebody and say, what's the zoning bylaw say, residential multifamily? They're going to get the wrong idea as to what they can do. So those would be my two suggestions.
Fred, Fred, you make some valid points on this. Now, your recommendation, because once the zoning, once we pass through here, the public hearing, the position is closed. You don't have a chance to to go at it this again.
Right.
What is your number one, the biggest concern that you have, number one, that you have said, that you've been telling us?
The big concern is about the properties that are being accepted from the zoning that are currently zoned M1, and they're being rezoned, they should be rezoned to RMU, but they want out. And that's a pretty common thing in this city for people. They don't want to be affected by these rezonings. Several of those plots are going to be the site of a redevelopment of a provincial government building. It's been announced. It was in the paper, and that seems to be the location where it's going. So any possible conflicts on that site are already looked after. They're going to have a building that's going to be there for 40 or 50 years. Nothing's going to go on there that's going to hurt anybody surrounding it. The building might be a problem, but there's not going to be much going on else in there except hospital use, right, or medically related use. But the properties adjacent to that, for example, the property between Harriet, no, but sorry, between Gertie and Francis. Let's see, Harriet, Gertie, Francis. Yes, Gertie and Francis, which is on McDermott, right beside Winnipeg
Housing.
Winnipeg Housing, yeah. Winnipeg Housing is now zoned residential multifamily. When they first did it, it was industrial, right? And one of the subsequent rezonings, it got changed to multifamily. That site is zoned M1. I don't think that's compatible with the housing across the street and beside it. So there's all sorts of things you could do in industrial. As you know, some of the stuff that people do in industrial now is really fancy. It would fit in there quite nicely with some of the other uses. But there's also still things that people do in industrial that aren't. So I think we should look at those pieces of property, the two pieces of property up by Victoria Albert, and just say, if you're going to change uses from what you've got there now, and of course the one on McDermott is vacant, you're going to change use, there needs to be an administrative review, not a public hearing, just an administrative review to make sure that what they're doing is compatible with the surrounding development. Because right now they can do all sorts of stuff I wouldn't want to see there, your counselor, you wouldn't want to see there.
Councilor Lazarenko, I'm going to ask Michael Robinson to speak to the two items that Mr. Curry
look, let's you know, while Fred is still here, Michael, the issue that Fred, Mr. Curry, has raised. Anything?
Fred raises a good issue. That's initially what we wanted to do, Councilor Lazarenko, is we wanted to rezone all those industrial properties to RMU because we didn't feel that they were compatible with the direction the neighborhood's going in terms of the residential. But those property owners made it abundantly clear to us that they didn't want the city to tamper with their zoning and that that status quo for the time being is the most appropriate way to go. That's not to say we couldn't re-examine that issue in a couple of weeks, but for the time being, we decided it's the status quo. So really nothing is changing. It's an existing situation.
What about the suggestion, though, about the administrative review that Mr. Curry's bringing forward in that if there's a change from the current use, that there be some sort of threshold for review, so that because I mean, he brings up a good concern, and M1, there are other uses other than what's there now that might be,
if someone from legal services were here, they would say that that's not workable because everything that regulates a property is in the zoning bylaw. So if you were going to be adding some extra layer of regulation, like the director of planning, property, and development having some process, it would have to be in the zoning bylaw. So I don't think we could do anything right now to address that issue. But we could re-examine it in the future.
Mike, listen, I want to ask you one question. You say the status quo for now. How can you make the changes if the public hearings have been closed? How can you make the changes in the future?
Well, one of the recommendations in the secondary plan is that the administration do a periodic review. So every couple of years, perhaps, we will go back and take a look at the plan and determine if any modifications or revisions need to take place. So I think it would be appropriate for us to go back in a couple of years and take a look at the situation.
Would it be possible, sorry, Councilor, for us to put a clause in there then that if the use was going to change from the current use, that an application come here at community committee?
Yeah, but you're closed. You're closed.
If the proposal to change use conforms to the existing zoning bylaw, barring some other means of review, you can't do anything. They do have to apply for permits, right? If they're changing use, they're probably going to have to apply for permits. There's going to be an administrative process. What I'm suggesting is not as part of the rezoning, but as part of the PDO that you're going to pass along with this rezoning. You just ask for an administrative review on these properties, should they change use. And I don't think now if you think, and Michael thinks there might be a problem with legal services, why don't you pass this, include that clause, and refer it to legal services so that when it hits property and development, legal services can report to the committee as to whether or not this is acceptable. If it's acceptable, it can go forward. If it's not, they'll toss it. I just think you want to protect yourself as much as possible.
Fred, don't forget, but once we approve the this hearing is closed,
yep.
It stays closed.
Yep.
So whatever you do, if it goes to the standing committee, then you lose the right. You will not be able to come to speak to it.
I'm aware of that. But if you build in something so that when it gets to property, you can go and talk to property development. You're allowed to speak to it because you're counselors. And legal services says what was being suggested is not possible, then it's gone. But if legal services think it's okay, then you can incorporate it. And I think it should be in the PDO, not in the zoning bylaw, because you'd effectively be amending the zoning bylaw if you did that, the city zoning bylaw. Don't amend the city zoning bylaw. Include something like that in the PDO and just ask the city solicitor to comment on this. I'm interested in what Michael might have to say about that.
So what I hear you saying is that for any change of use within this area of property zone M1, it would trigger a administrative review, kind of like a Schedule A plan approval.
Yeah.
Legally, I don't think we can do it, but.
But it's not part of the zoning, the rezoning. It's part of the overarching policy on this as sort of a caveat or a proviso.
I think the only.
Or whatever you call it.
I think what you could do, and again, the property owners in the area made it clear that they didn't want any additional regulations on the property. But what you could do is you could make any industrial uses a conditional use, like manufacturing and
sort of thing.
Are you okay with that?
That would work. You guys would probably run over in the parking lot on the way home tonight, but that would work.
Okay.
There's microphones in the walls.
Listen, I'm the one's got to move in motion.
So that's good that you're comfortable with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that does your innovative fit, and thank you, Michael, for that.
Okay. Michael, where would you put that?
We need about a 5-minute adjournment to work out the wording in that.
Recess. Yeah.
Okay.
Recess.
We'll give the other members a chance to speak.
Okay, listen.
Mr. Perry, thank you. We've got Councilman Collins in the register. You wish to speak?
No.
I will comment on this issue. I know the property.
Name an address for the record.
Kathy Collins from West Alexander Resident Association, 460 McDermott. I'm kind of, not as conversant with this as Fred, but I guess my concern would be, is there anything that would stop in industrial zoning or in RMU from that one property on McDermott that's in front of Winnipeg Housing from having a 6-story parking structure on it if it's left the way it is? Because that is definitely going to be incompatible with the resident, the direction that we're trying to go. So
There'd be nothing that could stop them from doing that.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. Okay.
It would deal with that issue at that time, but yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
And one more person, Mr. Alex Darby, do you wish to speak? Okay. Okay, Michael, do you want to
yes, to rebut.
We can take a 5-minute and you can.
Listen, Mike, why don't we deal with number 6? Or you want to, or maybe we can follow the agenda.
Number 6?
Yeah.
Is the applicant here? So you want to adjourn this for 5 minutes?
Yeah, we'll deal with item number 6 first.
Because we have to
Mike Robinson.
During this application, we can proceed with number 6, and then we can come back.
That's right.
With some of the. Okay.